Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friend.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is you're listening.
Welcome and bienvenue. Okay.
Man, I had that song in my head the other day. I could not get it out.
Yeah. Did you sing it?
No. I mean, in my head, but. So welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Hi.
Hi, we're one week closer to the next pendulum party.
That's right. Next pendulum party is October 20th.
Put it on your calendar.
I mean, it seems like a long way away now, having us just now in September.
Yeah, but it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a long way away.
Two more, and then the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our one in November, I don't actually know.
Yeah, November 24th.
There you go.
Yeah. So end of November. So it's not quite 2 months, but it's fine, because we want to get them before the Christmas holidays.
That's right.
And our holidays.
That's right.
Yeah, because we actually get holidays. Imagine that.
Inconceivable.
I know.
I'm very excited.
I cannot wait.
just need a break.
Just hanging in there for it.
I just want to go home.
Just hanging in there for it.
Not home, but like the beach, which is my spiritual home. Places where they serve me alcohol.
Ocean.
10 in the morning. Mm-hmm. 9 in the morning. That's my spiritual home. That's home. Yes. So we are going to far north Queensland as part of Escape to the Tropics. That is November 8th through the 13th, and very, very much looking forward to that. We might be going up a bit early because we wanted to get just a tad bit more relaxation in.
A little more sunshine and warmth, humidity. Oh, such a good time of year to be up there.
That's right. Very much looking forward to
that. Yeah.
And then we come home and then go on another holiday in December. For 2.5 weeks.
We've been saving up all the holidays.
That's right. We backloaded the end of the year.
I mean, there's other things we backload, but you know.
Right. Gross. But not inaccurate.
I had to go there. Sorry.
Not inaccurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, is that all of our...
Let's just jump into it. Let's do it.
Well, first, again, we want to just shout out to all of our brilliant, beautiful, lovely, smart, funny, sexy Discord folk. If you want to become one of them, all you have to do is support us at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast, and you will get invited into our Discord chat, into our little Discord discourse. And it's been pretty hopping recently.
Yeah.
I got a little drunk a couple of nights ago and started a small revolution, sexual revolution. Uh-huh. Viva la resistance.
Yes.
So there you go. Yeah. Do you hear the people come? Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Pendulum, I do.
Yeah, well, I mean, the gentleman, who doesn't hear him come? Jesus, man. This episode, we're talking about something that we both remember talking about, but I just did a quick search and we've never talked about on the podcast as far as I can tell, or at least it hasn't been where we put it as part of our show notes, which I feel like we would have, because this is kind of cool. This started in 2020 between four friends that asked a question that was basically, how do we bond? And
with super glue.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Super glue, zip ties. Mm-hmm. sometimes I lick things and stick them to walls, see how long they'll last. If my blood sugar is pretty high, they last quite a while. Sugar is sticky. But so what they wanted was, it was sort of a fun experimental question that they wanted to understand how people bond and how bondage styles are created and basically understand, like I said, how relationships are formed and made. Since the original version that came out, if you've done it, and by the way, this is the Bonding Project, so bondingproject.com. Since the original questionnaire came out, they've now updated it, so it's a newer version, and over 20,000 people have taken the original test. So a fair number of folks.
Yeah, and we never did do the original test.
No.
So that's, I think, what we're going to go back and work our way through tonight, perhaps. And
I just want to say, I really like their symbol, the Bonding Project, because their symbol is serotonin, which the molecule is what I have tattooed on my arm. So it's a, you know, it's a little near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm. Are you tearing up over there?
Tearing up. I'm a little soggy. Yes, this is the direct mission from their website. We are here to serve our community, to build knowledge about sustainable human bonding, and to grow awareness of the diversity of human love in the world. We do this through curating a conversation with people about what is true for themselves, their partnerships, and their communities. And one of the things I like about them is that their values are accuracy and truth, inclusivity, empathy, safety, and relationship health and prosperity. So stuff that we all stand beside and behind. And so you can go to their website, thebondingproject.com, and download their test. And it is a PDF. It's not an online kind of thingy-ding. But yeah, we're going to start.
Yeah, and I think it's one thing to keep in mind when you're doing tests like this is don't overthink things. Just go with your gut. Like, whatever you feel, just answer it. Because you can overthink things to death, and I do it a lot.
No.
When you're doing these types of things, you shouldn't. Just whatever your gut reaction is, just go with it.
It's true. So I can already tell you that this is going to be a more than one podcast kind of thing. We're going to basically, I think the idea is you take the test, you take the test, and then you kind of figure out who you are. Mm-hmm. The way we're going to do it is we're actually just going to read through the questions live here and talk about them.
Yep.
And then we'll see how we are.
Okay. We'll see how we bond. I'm going to write my answers down so I have a record.
Right. And I will write my answers down on my trusty notepad here.
Okay.
So all of these questions, if you're taking them at home, are in the completely disagree, mostly disagree with exceptions, lean disagree, open to options, lean agree, open to options, mostly agree with exceptions, and completely agree.
I will say that I like that there's no completely neutral.
Agreed, 100%.
I also like the way that the descriptions are, because like rather than a 1 to 5 or something like that, I guess this would be 1 to 6, but it actually, I like the open to options with exceptions and then the extremes. I like the way it's worded.
All right, so are we ready for question number one?
Yes.
I want only one partner.
At a time or...
I feel like this one's a softball for both of us.
I'm going to have to completely disagree.
I completely disagree.
Yeah.
If you've listened to our podcast at all, you know us. And one person can't give me everything that I need.
I do like one main primary partner.
Yeah, yeah.
But I need more than one partner in life.
Yes, that is accurate.
And on a weekend.
I was going to say, right? So question number two. I should probably stop counting these because these questions aren't numbered and I know how I am.
You can write the number down next time.
I could. Okay, I'll do that.
See, smart. I'm thinking. Using my brain pan.
This is why I need more than one partner. I want only one partner to have all of my romantic and sexual experiences.
Yes, and I keep that partner tied up in the closet so they get all of my experiences.
Shut up! Back in your box! Yes, I also completely disagree.
I agree. Completely disagree. I agreed and completely disagree.
That's great.
And that's interesting because I get that some people do. Like, they want share everything with their one partner. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, I guess just the way you and I are, we like to have the variety. Like, I love to watch you with someone else.
Well, it's not even that.
It's like, even to get to share those experiences with you with someone else.
I think that's great as well. But I even look at this, I'm like, sexual experiences. Like sometimes it's nice just to hook up with somebody and it's just, there's no pressure. It's just an easy hookup and it's like, all right, thank you very much.
And also again, this is where you just go with your gut and don't read too much into it. Cause like romantic partner, does that mean like cuddling? Like, you know, if you're going to like cuddle on the couch, like what is romance? Yeah. Like define romance.
I like that. Define romance. Romance. That's where ants, they wander about. Mm-hmm. They are sometimes lost because they're roaming across the garden. Mm-hmm. And they are, specifically, they are romance.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that they were ants in Rome.
In Italy.
Yeah.
Well, those are also romance. Uh-huh. But when they wander about, they're Rome romance. And God forbid they go to the sea because then they're row romance your boat gently across the sea.
Row romancy.
Row. They have oars and they're row romance. Row 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 romance. I don't know.
Right. Moving on.
Struggling here.
Number four.
No, number three.
Oh, right. Number three. Sorry. Oh, no.
You told me to number them.
Oh, I was looking. It's the fourth line, but yes, the third question.
That's because the columns have headers.
I know. And they're in the same color, which is weird.
Thank you, type A. You know, I'm going to get all of these messages. Like, I agree with her. It's having the same column color is weird. Ugh. I know. Fine. Number three. I do not, all caps, want just one partner.
This is one that I do not completely disagree with.
Finally.
I completely agree.
That's me as well.
Yeah. And I think that's an interesting caveat because it doesn't say that I have only one partner or I have more than one partner. It says I do not want. So whether you get to have, will have, may never have, it doesn't matter. It's like, what do you desire? Yeah. What would you like? Like if you had, could design your ideal life, what would you want? Yeah. So I think that I like the way that that's worded because, you know, it's sometimes hard to make your dreams a reality. So this is kind of like, what is your dream?
It's often hard to make your dreams a reality. Number four, I want a relationship with a group of people.
So I completely agree with this. Again, it goes into what kind of relationship, but I'm assuming we mean a romantic and or sexual relationship by this.
I would assume
that's how I interpret it.
I probably should have read the pretense to this, but
I don't think there really was.
No, there's really not. No. I just went through it. So there's not. they do tell you, which I do appreciate, don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Which.
Right.
We both have a habit of overthinking trivia or not, well, trivia as well. But I actually am not a completely agree on this.
Really?
I'm a mostly agree.
Okay.
With exceptions.
What are the exceptions?
So like I do. So I'm going to get people to yell at me because that's, I see like, I don't know, a group of people, which I like, I guess we have partners in relationships with a group of people. I don't know. I don't like that. I like the idea of having multiple partners and I like having group partners. I don't know.
Are you thinking when they say group of people, do you mean like not multiple partners, but like where everybody is in a relationship with each other, like a common kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
I think that. And then the other thing that I think of is I actually, and I know a lot of people disagree, I like relationship hierarchy. I like to know my place in a circle, right? I really love, I'm part of a few Facebook groups about non-monogamy and polyamory. And so many of them talk about non-hierarchical relationships. And like, I like that idea. Sure, it sounds great on paper, but realistically, there's always hierarchy. There is like, you can't not have a world in which everybody is equal. That is literally impossible because we are all vastly different. We all want massively different things. And even when we want the same thing, we will want it a bit differently. Mm. And so in that case, like, I don't want a group of people where we all have an, oh my God, I can't believe it. I don't mean it like this. I can already listen to myself where we all have an equal vote because realistically I know that my vote on some things shouldn't be equal.
Right. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
it comes in swings and roundabouts.
But also, but again, this is the overthinking it, is it just says I want a relationship. It doesn't say that they're all equal and that it has to be like non-hierarchical.
Yeah.
Like I just assumed that, you know, within that group, we'll figure out the hierarchy, the exact relationships, the dynamics. Because again, you know, if you look at like our little group, there's some people you want to do these things with and some people you want to do those things with.
Yeah.
And, but it doesn't mean that like, I don't know. I don't feel like just because there's a group that it's all completely equal and everybody does everything together.
I think maybe it's just way. My gut was probably that direction. Like, oh, we all do the exact same thing. Mm. And that's just.
Yeah, we'll go with your gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five, my relationship with myself is my top priority.
100% agree. Completely agree.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not. I feel like you might be. Sarcastic. Are you?
No, I'm serious. And I will say that came in because like after my first two marriages and I was just like, I am clearly doing something wrong and I don't want to keep down this path. And so it was like, I'm going to focus on myself and I will always put myself first. And if I'm not getting what I need, then I will make sure that I get what I need. And yeah, I always put myself first.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm not going to say like, not that I always put myself first, you know, like, I don't know. I'm sure there's times where I necessarily don't, but at the same, like if I feel like my needs aren't being met, then I'm going to do what I need to do to correct that. Hmm. Right. Like it's
fair
like
enough.
The Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Like I just need to make sure that myself is taken care of. Cause once I'm taken care of, I can take care of those around me.
Yeah.
But if I'm not in a good space, I'm not going to be good for people around me.
Hmm. I'm the exact opposite. I completely disagree. I put myself beneath everyone.
So you sabotage yourself.
I would sabotage myself in order for someone else's happiness. Which I realize is the danger of polyamory, right? But like, I would always put myself, I'm better than I used to be. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should be mostly disagree with exceptions yeah. because there's been a few times where I'm like, I literally cannot do this because I'm exhausted or I'm, cause I know I've told Leo recently, we had a date and basically the morning of that date, I was like, I can't do it. Like, I don't have the energy. I'm dying emotionally, mentally. And he was like, no, stay home. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then I feel guilty about it for the next 48 hours.
No, you got to take care of yourself. Because if you're not in a good headspace, if you're not in a good place, if you physically don't feel well, like people around you are going to notice. Like it's not going to be as good for them, right?
I know. I mean, but I'm a really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
I should be like on stage and screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I wish I could be more like, I don't know. I think I was raised with that mindset that if you do things for yourself, it's selfishness. It's not health.
Yeah.
It's not health. Oh, this is a good one. It's selfishness, not healthishness.
No, I agree. Cause I was raised the same way, but it was that I just had that point in life where I just switched and I was like, not like clearly doing what everybody else wants me to do is not working out. So yeah. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm going to make myself happy and I'm going to be in a good place.
No, I like that.
Well,
I respect that. I need to take lessons apparently. Okay. Number six, I want a relationship in which individual freedom and choice is more important than any specific rules, structures, or labels. Okay. I've got mine. So just as a reminder for everybody, in case you didn't write them down, like I didn't write them down. The answers are completely disagree, mostly disagree with exceptions, lean disagree, open to options, lean agree, open to options, mostly agree with exceptions, completely agree.
Mm.
And the question once again is, I want a relationship in which individual freedom and choice is more important than any specific rules, structure, or labels.
All right, what did you put?
With that response, I feel like we should answer together because...
Okay, because I was kind of between two, but I know which one I'm leaning towards.
I'm kind of between two as well, and I know which one I'm leaning towards.
All right, I'm leaning towards. Are you ready?
Yeah, one. When I hold up three fingers.
Yeah. Okay. Lean to disagree.
Lean to agree. Sorry, I couldn't remember.
You said lean to agree. So I said disagree.
I was in the middle.
So this is one of those times that I wish there had been a neutral.
You're right.
But I'm also really glad there wasn't because it made me pause and think just a little more.
Yeah. Look, I like freedom of... The reason I said lean to agree with exceptions is I want people to feel like in the group relationship, I would want people to feel like that they can again, take care of themselves, go out and find new people. Yeah. So I want a situation where people are free to self-explore. And while anybody who knows me knows that I really like specific rules, structures, and labels, I feel like as well that those are good for a, I'm going to say a sort of a political societal thing. I think that's nice. Like I constantly introduce Leo as my boyfriend. I rarely refer to you as my wife. You're my partner. Like I like these structured labels because I think that's important.
Yeah. So I see the rules, the structure of the labels as a baseline and as a framework. But I do, now that you describe it, I kind of feel like maybe I am LA, but I'm going to go with LD still, just because that was my gut.
Yeah.
But I agree that like having freedom and choice is very important. And we definitely want that and encourage that, both amongst ourselves, amongst our circles, like all of it. But I still think that there need to be some base rules and structure. Labels can be loose, but I don't know. I feel like but it goes into just having some rough boundaries and things. And I feel like there has to be that to then build upon, to then have the freedom and the choice and to trust each other and to know, like, you know, what's going to happen and that your relationship is going to stay intact.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Cause like, I think about our circle, our main circle is not money dependent, mm-mm. right? And I don't mean that everybody's wealthy because, you know, none of us really are. We're all doing all right. But if somebody goes up to the bar and buys everyone a drink, it's fine because we know that it'll all come out in the wash.
Yeah.
And for me, when it's always like balance, we're keeping a check sheet. I don't like that. So that's why I lean more towards mm-hmm. the individual freedom and choice. Mm-hmm. If it's my choice to go up or your choice to go up and I'm buying the next round of drinks, I don't want to have to then fall onto the structure of, oh, well, yeah, you know, Angela just bought the last round. So ipso facto, we've got to make sure that we stay in balance.
Yeah, I guess I feel that that's
going checks and balances kind of thing.
That's going to an extreme, though. That's not in that more midline, but maybe I'm
no,
wrong. I could be wrong.
But like, that's why I'm leaning.
Yeah.
And I agree. Yeah. But I'm afraid that your side of the line, Angela, the dark side, is
going to push
pushing towards that of we have to have structure and we're building rooms.
Uh-huh. But I don't know.
I want a roomless house.
But there needs to be there needs to be some kind of sticky web to keep us all there and keep us coming back and make sure that we don't and not necessarily coming back, but just to I guess make sure that people don't go too far one way or the other.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how to describe it. But I like having some kind of baseline.
Whoa. So I'm more of a hippie and you're more of a, you know, non-hippie.
Yeah, apparently. I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
I don't either. But also, we are literally right on either end of the middle.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Number 7, I want my relationships to be flexible enough to accept my current needs and desires, whatever they are.
So I say mostly agree with exceptions on this one.
Okay. I say lean to agree, open to options.
Yeah. And I was kind of between the two on this.
And I was as well.
Yeah. The only reason I went a little stronger is because and maybe it's because I have a relationship that is flexible. Maybe if I, but honestly it's perspective, right?
Yeah.
Like if I was in a relationship that wasn't so flexible, then maybe my answer would be different, but I am in a relationship where my primary relationship where it's absolutely flexible enough to accept needs and desires. But I also, the reason I said with exceptions is because, I mean, we all know sometimes we go too far or we think we're going to want something and we really don't. And so I think having someone to rein me in sometimes is a really good thing, or to just be like, is that really what you want? Or like, you know, let's have a think about it and then come back to it. But also there's times where you're like, you know what, you need it. Just go, just do it. Right.
Yeah. So, well, it's interesting because I think very similarly, I know I need someone to rein me in. I know I need someone to rein me in. I need a voice of reason, the angel and devil on my shoulder to make me think about the consequences of things before I actually do them, which is why I say I lean to agree, that I want to be flexible enough because I know how I am. I'm like, oh my God, we should buy a boat. And you'd be like, you know that boats require a lot of work and ongoing money. Yeah, yeah, I know that. Also, we have to be near the water. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Also, we need a car to get the boat to the water. Oh, yeah. So, yes.
Unless we live on said boat, and then we have to get rid of a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God. We should live on a boat.
Sure.
Pippin's going to be a sea dog.
Are you going to get rid of all the stuff?
He's going to be an old salty dog.
Get rid of all of our board games.
Oh. Can we have two boats? We're going to live on two boats.
I guess it depends on how big the boat is.
Is a barge a boat? Technically, it's still a boat. Okay. Number eight, I do not need my relationships to have labels that help define them. What do you got?
I have lean to agree, open to options.
I have mostly agree.
Yeah. With
exceptions.
I almost went that far, but then I was like, I'm not going to go that far.
Well, go ahead. You start.
So it's more just because I don't feel like I need labels to help define my relationships. But if we look at, again, hierarchies and whatnot, it does help. But also, more importantly, and it sucks because, I mean, I guess this is me, my gut going with kind of more of a societal view than maybe just an individual view. But we do need some kind of labels to describe to society and outsiders, even if it is partner rather than spouse, wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. The poly family. You know, I mean, we very often will say, like, this is our poly family, or they're part of our poly family, or whatever, or they're partners. And so whatever the term is, there needs to be something that I feel like I can use to describe the depth and complexity of the relationship to others, as opposed to just my friend, right?
Yeah.
My friend is also a label. So I don't know, but so I guess I don't necessarily feel like I need that label, but I feel like I need that label for others.
It's really interesting because, like, for me, I like the labels. Because I said mostly agree. I do not need is the thing, but I do where my exceptions are the societal things. And for me, it's not just society, but it's also my partner. I want, or my partners, I want them to understand that, like, when we use the term boyfriend or girlfriend, like, that, it means something. It's not just a throwaway term. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, you're no longer just, you know, it sounds bad to say it this way, but you're no longer just a tier one friend. You're now a tier two, tier three. Yeah. And rank
out of how many tiers?
Well, there's TBD, TBD, but it's not a competition, but I want you to know that where your importance is, I think of you as something more important than passing, and that's why the label is important.
Fair. Okay.
And also think, like, if somebody is sick, which we've used.
Yeah.
When a partner was ill, you know, we were like, we're their partner.
Yeah.
At the hospital. And they were like, okay, come on in.
Yeah.
And they let both of us in to an emergency department, which I did not expect to have that kind of freedom to see. And, like, I like that
hospital.
It was a fucking great hospital. Yeah. But yeah, I don't need the terms labels, but I know that I also like labels, which is funny because I just said that earlier in the podcast. Anybody's listening, but I'm weird, and I have my own very specific rules.
Your own oddities.
I have, yes, idiosyncrasies. Mm-hmm. Number nine, I do not want a relationship structure with strict rules or expectations.
So I struggle with the not, because now I have to think of it backwards. So I have to think, like,
fine, Angela. I want a relationship structure without strict rules or expectations.
I think that without the not, figure out my answer and then go the opposite. It's complicated. Don't worry. My brain's a great place.
The actual fuck is wrong with you. I love you so much. Your brain is an amazing place. That's correct.
Okay.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure inebriation.
Okay. All right. What's yours?
Let's do the 3-2-1 because okay, I feel like we might be different. Mostly disagree.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, so
no,
you...
No, I went the other way because then I forgot to reverse it.
Oh my God. What's the fuck?
Okay, so do that again.
No, let's leave this in. We're leaving this fucking in. This is great. Like, I love that you even explained how you come up with your answer, and you still did it wrong.
Yeah, I did it wrong.
Yeah, so you mostly disagree.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind a few rules, strict rules and expectations, but I don't want, like, a lot.
Wait, no, that's the right way then.
No.
I do not want a relationship structure with strict rules or expectations. I agree with that. I don't want to. No, I
am mostly. Oh, fuck me. I was the backwards one.
I am mostly agree.
I'm dumb as hell.
I was going to say, I thought I had that right, but yeah, okay. No, so I'm mostly agree because I like rules and expectations, and I think you need some, but I don't want that to, I wish I could think of another word, but I don't want that to rule the relationship. Like, I don't want that to define the relationship, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. And, I was
and,
fucked up.
And dictate everything that we're doing.
Yeah.
Right? People. So I, yeah, so I do want some, but I, because I think you need some.
Yeah.
And we've talked about our rules and boundaries and things over the years and how they've ebbed and flowed and changed and whatnot. And so you definitely need some. There have to be. But I don't want that to absolutely define and guide and steer the relationship.
Yeah.
I want the relationship to steer the rules.
I agree with, I like that. That's a good way to look at it. I was wrong. Sorry. People yelled at me. I could hear them.
I was like,
for fuck's sake.
You had me really confused there for a moment.
I,
cause you made fun of me for fuck, like going backwards. And then I was like, shit, did I fuck it up? And no, I
thought you did, but I'm still making fun of you for going backwards. But, but I was wrong.
It worked.
It did work.
You made me question myself.
Number 10. Mm-hmm. I want my relationships to be based on our experiences as individuals rather than identifying our experiences with the relationship. So I answered something. We'll talk it out once you answer.
I've got my answer.
Okay. Lean to disagree.
Oh, all right. Let's talk this out. Let's see if we still like our answers at the end, because you've made me question a couple of mine.
I don't know. I am very much
you're a hopeless romantic.
I'm a hopeless romantic. That is true. I almost picked mostly disagree with exceptions. I was really close on that. But like, I think I am a hopeless romantic, and I am a confident person that, at least for me, the sum of my relationships is greater than the whole of its parts. And so like, I know that I'm a better person because of you. And then also because of the gentleman, because of Leo, because of Kobe and Judy, Spanky, like I'm a better person because of these people. And I like to think that what made me a better person is by doing things with y'all, going to the theater and going, you know, spending time with people's children and just doing things that I might not have done. You specifically, like, you taught me to say yes to things that made me uncomfortable. And I still do that. Like, I do that, you know, a lot more commonly than I used to. And I think that by saying that my identity, whatever, or my relationship is built on my individual thing, which maybe is what I'm saying. I don't know. Like,
see, I guess I think about the reason I went to lean to agree is because I think we individually bring different things to experiences. And it does then, of course, feed into the relationship and how the relationship sees the experience and experiences it. But at the same time, I think back on a lot of things in life. And when I think of different experiences, it's usually, first, like whatever it was, but then it's also who was I with?
Yeah.
Whether that be a romantic partner or a friend or family or whatever. And so I guess for me, it is the experience, but then the next step is not just my single experience, but was my experience with them in that space at that time. So I guess that's why I lean to agree, is that I feel like, you know, the first thought is how did I experience that? But then it's also the next step is how was that as a unit together? Because it's not, we're never like in solidarity on our own experiencing things when we're with friends, family, partners.
And maybe it's different because I actually like my partners, current partners, right? Because I think about, like, for instance, the giant swing in New Zealand that we did.
Yeah.
Whenever I think about it, or whenever I tell people about it, it's like, oh, Angela and I did that. Mm. We did it. Like, she wanted to do it. She enjoyed it. I hated it, but I was glad I did it. Like, it's that kind of thing. And fair. Whenever I'm telling that story, it's never, oh, I did that.
Yeah,
it's, it might be, the way I stretch it out might be, I did that with my partner. Mm. But often it's, Angela and I did that. Mm. And so I think of these experiences that I've had, shows that I've seen with Leo, opening nights. Oh, I saw that opening night with Leo. Like, it's always, like, we did it together.
Fair enough.
And I think about, like, when we went to Dubbo. When I say we, it was the gentleman, you and I. Like, that's...
And I think I'd be curious to hear from people, like, who do... People who do everything with their partners, and also people who don't often do things with their partners, as to how they answer this question. Because I think, you know...
We have friends who vacation separately.
Yeah. And, like, we do a lot of things together, but we also do a lot separately.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of in the middle of that camp. But I am curious if people... If their lived experience is one or the other, how do they answer as to what they want? Like, do they want what they have, or do they actually want the other way?
Yeah.
Or some in between? So I'd be curious to know, like, other people who do, like, everything with their partners, because we have friends that are like that. Yeah. We also have friends, like you said, that
well, don't we do a lot together. Of things together. Yeah, I know you said we do separate things together, but most of the things we do separately is because of work. Like, many of our evenings.
Or other partners. And
or other partners,
yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's interesting. It's, I don't know, it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I know when I started out, I said I didn't want a neutral, but sometimes I really do want a neutral.
That's hilarious. I love you. It's great.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Down here in Australia, spring has finally sprung. And you know what that means? It's time to get some new sexy, wexy X toys or X-y, wexy sex toys. Let's do that one. Yeah, that's a good one. Where do we get them from? AdamandEve.com. If we use checkout code BYTHEBY, that's BYTHEBI, we will get one item at 50% off, free shipping, 6 videos on demand, some extra things thrown in your box, and it's, like, I feel like I should say it again, free shipping. We all know how shipping is nowadays. You can't ship an email without getting a charge. So, go to AdamandEve.com, buy yourself something nice, think of us as you do it, and use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. You all know our favorite game that we play with our friends, family, and fuck buddies, the Curious Humans. It's an amazing game. If you've been following it on Instagram, you've been seeing some of the amazing questions that have been asked. But we have one tonight that is from the ultimate icebreaker, Aussie Humans. Angela, what's the question?
I have convinced someone drop bears are real.
Oh, let me tell you a little story. When the bed hoppers came down, I may have convinced Mrs. H that the only safe time to go outside was during the day. And if you were going to go outside at night, you had to wear toothpaste in a circle on your head because drop bears don't like the mint. Mm-hmm. And so it was the night of a meteor shower. They happened to be down here. We were up in the Hunter Valley sharing a house. And she was very unhappy that Mr. H kept coming outside because she was afraid of the drop bears.
Yep. And he didn't have his mint on him.
He did not have his toothpaste on him. And so, yeah, it's a long story of me smearing toothpaste on my fingers, acting like I rubbed it through my hair and then letting her smell my fingers, which is a weird thing to say, but I did it. And yeah, so.
And I think she really
He finally said to me, he's like, mate, you got to tell her the truth. And I did. And she was suitably angry, but it was still funny. So yes, I have made somebody believe that drop bears exist.
Yeah.
You know what? Tell your own stories. Create your own fun. Go to CuriousHumansGame.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. All right, so let's go. Mm-hmm. Question number 11. I'm comfortable when my partners have freedom to do what they want. I'm gonna say, I'm changing my answer.
Okay. And what is your answer? Your new answer.
Mostly agree with exceptions.
That's where I am.
I had completely agree. Mm-hmm. But now I was like, but what if Angela is allowed to play without protection, but I'm not? Mm-hmm. Now, some rules are important.
Yeah.
At least equality.
I agree. No,
I know we're bringing up the protection thing.
Again, yeah. So. I was going to say, but I agree in that I did mostly agree in that I want my partners to have freedom to do what they want.
Yes.
But also there are boundaries, there are rules, and there are things that, I mean, that also means that they could do whatever they want to you. You have your own personal boundaries, right? And so there's going to be things you're like, no, I don't want that done to me.
And I've seen you tie the gentleman up where he couldn't move or have any freedom to do whatever he wanted.
But he wanted that, so it's weird.
Oh, weird. This is the circle of life.
So, yeah, I mostly agreed with that because I like to give my partners freedom, but I also do think that there need to be some rules and boundaries.
Rules are important.
Yeah. Number 12.
Number 12. I do not want to be expected to check in with my partners about my personal choices and experiences, including those with other partners or partners.
And how do you feel on this one?
Mostly disagree.
Yep.
I like talking about my relationships with other partners. And also, yeah. I don't mind that you're interested. The fact that you're interested in my relationship with my other partners tells me that you're interested in me.
I agree with that. And I also find it really hot. So like, I want to share my experiences with you because I find that titillating and exciting, but I also want to hear about yours. I don't want it to be in a vacuum that I don't get to be a part of.
Though now that my exceptions are things like I don't want to be expected to check in. So like about my personal choices and experiences. So again, if we look at protection thing that's a personal choice, right? I do want to be able to check in. I want to be able to talk to you about that. I want us to have the conversation. Yeah. So that's why it's not completely disagree.
Yeah.
There are certain things that I think you should talk to your partners about, about the relationship.
And I also even go a little bit further about like the whole checking in thing is that if one of us is traveling and we're going out with someone else, that we will have a check-in either end of the night, like, hey, I'm back at the hotel or whatever, even if the other person's asleep, just to let them know kind of thing. And I think that's just a bit respectful, to be honest.
Yeah. Number 13, I do not want to expect my partners to check in with me about their personal choices and experiences, including those with other partners.
So it's the same thing as before, just your partner instead of you.
I want to know. I'm curious. It's more because I'm nosy. It's not because I actually care what the fuck you're doing. I'm just a kinky motherfucker that that gets off on hearing your wonderful stories.
Agreed. And I think it's that more than like, it's not a jealousy thing or if I don't hear about it, I'm going to make something horrible up in my head kind of thing. I just want to know. I like to hear the stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like to hear other people's stories and I'll read them aloud on here.
It's true.
All right. Next one.
I want to relate romantically with only one person. It's a completely disagree.
Yeah, completely disagree. I want to love everybody. Well, not everybody, but I want to love more than one person.
Yeah, I mean, I like love is not a finite resource. No. And I'm very disappointed with boomers and Xers who think that love is an absolutely finite resource because it's not. Mm-mm. 15. I want multiple people with whom I could relate romantically.
Yep.
That's a completely agree.
Completely agree. Yeah. Okay. Yep. And I think it kind of feeds back to the one before, right? Is that I like that they say want though, again, so it's not necessarily that you have. So if you're in a relationship where you can't necessarily have these things, it is about what would your ideal be kind of thing. Yeah. So I do like some of the wording choices, even though I don't like some of the wording choices, but you know, that's how it is.
16. I want to relate sexually with only one person.
I would say at a time, except for when we did like double vaginal penetration and it doesn't work.
Or
oral
spit
and
spit roasting.
Yeah. And, okay. So no, can't do that.
No, I don't want to do that either. Like, if that's what you want, then I support you a billion, million, zillion percent.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I mean, obviously, everybody.
It's a successful relationship choice.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody has their choices, and you know, you can have whatever relationship style you want.
Yeah.
I just happen to like the puppy piles on the orgy bed where you've got something in your mouth, something in your hand, and all the orifices filled.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, I'd love to talk to somebody, and like, I think it'd be interesting to have somebody on the podcast someday who completely disagrees with us.
Yeah.
I'd love to have that debate over somebody who thinks that we're wrong.
Mm. And maybe it comes down to, I have not a clue, but maybe it comes down to having that connection with someone and they do fulfill all your needs and all the things that you want. I don't know.
I question then that you don't want or need enough. That's my only problem. And I don't want to be, I don't want to put other people's, right? But I don't want to put other people's relationship paradigms down, because I do. If that's you, then great. I can't understand it.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
Like, I struggle to actually understand it, because I think of all the things that I love, and I think of all the things that I love that you even tolerate. And it's like,
but if you know that you are a jealous person and you struggle to get over that, then obviously having an open relationship is not going to work for you. Or if your partner is. Or if...
Yeah, but jealousy, that's a problem. I think that, like, jealousy's, it can be healthy, but if your partner is so jealous of you that maybe I'm going to an extreme.
I think you're going to an extreme. I think it can go either way, and it depends on how it manifests. But
so jealousy is bisexual.
But it also depends upon histories. Like, if you're somebody who's had a history of being cheated upon, then maybe you have trust issues and you don't want to be with a partner, right? So I think there's a lot that goes into it. But it's, yeah, no, I need more.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're divergent.
Kind of
on a tangent. Yes. Yeah. Let's not do that.
17. I want multiple people with whom I could relate sexually.
Mm, yes, completely agree.
I completely agree.
Yeah, yeah. Don't think anybody would
be surprised.
Yeah, not by surprise.
18. I do not want multiple romantic partners.
That's a CD for me. Completely disagree.
Yeah, I completely disagree. Yep. I like my multiple romantic partners.
Yep, sure do.
19. I do not want multiple sexual partners.
I feel like we're doing the opposite of everything we just did.
Right?
Maybe they're just like, are you really sure about your answers?
Are you sure you're sure?
We're gonna ask a third time. It's going to take the best 2 out of 3.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So, yeah, that's a completely disagree. Yeah. So we're going to stop it right there. I know it's a bit of a lull, but we've got a number of more questions.
Yeah,
a good 20 more questions.
Yeah, we're about halfway done. And I think that's a pretty good spot, because I feel like, you know, the last ones, there was not a lot of debate. Y'all all know how we feel about these things.
Yes. And so what we'll do is come back next week and we'll probably complete this next week.
Not probably. We will.
Well, probably. I don't know. What if we get hit by a sexy bus?
Oh, we're going to be super sexy then.
It's a giant penis with wheels.
We're going to be super sexy doing the next half.
Okay. That's what we do. yes. So check in next week. We'll continue on. And yeah, you can go do it in the meantime. It's bondingproject.com. If you do take the test, let us know how you go. You can email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can message us on Instagram or Facebook. We are at By the By Podcast. Or you can go to our website, www.bytheby.com.au, and go to our Contact Us page. You can also find out where we are from our events page. And yeah, Angela, any other final thoughts about bonding and bondage?
Yeah, check it out. Do some bondage.
That's right. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.